You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I love our conversations with this organization doing some very, very important work in this town. Always good to have her.
This is a great organization, one that's dear to my heart. So this will be a fun conversation.
It always is. Let's welcome back Jean Hilliard. She's the Director of Community Engagement with HomeAid Atlanta. Jean, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here again.
Well, it's always our pleasure. So appreciate you making time to get here. I know you're awfully busy. You got a cool event coming up that we're here to really talk about. But just in case there's someone in our audience who's not familiar with your important work, give us a quick overview of HomeAid Atlanta, please.
Sure. We are the designated charity of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. And we are a nonprofit that builds new lives for homeless families and individuals through housing and community outreach. And basically, we do that by adding beds to currently run shelters or shelters that are going to need new buildings. We'll help them build their buildings, and we also help them maintain their buildings through one-day events that we call Care Days. We also do a couple of drives each year, and the one that is coming up is the Essentials Drive that we do each spring right in time for Mother's Day to collect diapers, wipes, food, formula for babies.
Outstanding.
So let's dive in a little deeper to the Essentials Drive. Who does it benefit and how does it work and when does it start and all that?
Wonderful. Great. So this is our 17th year doing this.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. It's really a long time. Right. And that's been great. And over the years, we have collected over 1 million items for homeless babies and toddlers, infants and toddlers, and also their mothers. So what we do is we know that there are a lot of people who are struggling to make ends meet, and then they end up being homeless, and so they go to shelters. Well, these shelters have really high costs of operating, and so diapers, wipes, food, formula, not only can the people that are staying there not afford it, but the shelters themselves can't really afford to pay for it. So we help out this way and give them, you know, the items that they need. So that's who benefits. It's the mothers and the babies and the children at these locations. And we will be donating to about 20 different shelters this year.
20?
Mm-hmm. Including the Drake House, mm-hmm. Homestretch, Haven Atlanta, Out of Darkness. I'm just naming a couple.
Phoenix Pass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
I'm trying to think of the ones that seems like you do the most work for. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So Carol's actually just touching on a point that these are groups, a couple of those groups that I mentioned, but Phoenix Pass is a group that we built their buildings for. So we do that, you know, in partnership with the home building community. So not every one of the groups that we're donating to built for, but a lot of them we did.
All right. So there's probably, we can organize the conversation this way in terms of how to get all this important stuff that you're going to give to these infants and these mothers that need all this help. There's probably individual ways to donate, and then there's probably ways for corporate. So lead us off with the corporate. How can companies get involved and be supportive of this drive?
A lot of different organizations. Right now we end up having around 40 different organizations. Wow. Or groups who sign up to hold a drive within their office or at their church or a civic organization like a Kiwanis Club. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Eggleston, one of their departments does end up holding one. But each group, amongst your employees, you can say,
sure,
hey, we're doing this drive. Can you please bring in some diapers, wipes, food, or formula? Or you can say just diapers or whatever it might be and hold that amongst your company or your group. So that's a good way for an organization to get involved. But if your organization isn't holding a drive in its office and you want to donate, you can go to our website and go to the list of public drop-off locations and bring an item there. Or you can easily do this. There's two other ways to do it. You can go to Amazon or Target, and we have a baby registry set up. First name, HomeAid, last name, Atlanta. Or you could just make a donation, and we take all those donations and we go shopping at Sam's Club and we just buy massive amounts of items with donations.
So if you're like Todd and you don't like to shop, because he's a guy, when they don't have to talk, he can just sit behind his computer and just make a donation or order stuff.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. We'll when we talk about the individual ways for people to support this, that's obviously another way they can do that as well.
Absolutely.
And for a gentleman whose middle name is now Instacart, I love this idea. So great stuff. So 40 organizations are involved, and that's great, but we need to double or triple that. So is there, to be involved, obviously, if you hear this show, you can go to the and we'll link up to all this in the show notes, obviously, but do you need to formally register with you before you can participate, or can you make, just go to that those online portals and support this?
We would like to recognize groups that support the collection. So we ask them to just send me an email, and my email, I'll just say it now, but I know you'll ask again.
Yes.
It's jean@homemadeatlanta.org, and that's J-E-A-N. You could also find that on our website. And then I can add you to the list of organizations that are donating, which I have to update for this year because I just sent out the ask for the reminder or for the signing up for this year. So that we'll have a list of all of the organizations for this year. Plus, we will recognize groups that have donated through our hard copy newsletter, our e-newsletter, and in our press release at the end. So there's recognition for groups that donate. Now, if you say, oh, I want to donate, I'm not going to tell them, and you still do a donation, that's fine.
Sure.
And then I'll know when you bring it. So y'all bring your items on Wednesday, May 9th. Wednesday, May 9th is when we ask for the donations to be brought to us. And then we're going to sort on May 10th and then deliver them on May 11th.
Got it. All right. Jean, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with two home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, we're back with Jean Hilliard with Homemade Atlanta.
So let's talk a little bit more about like what items are needed. So, you know, to me, I'm, you know, pretty much an empty nester. Mine's grown and off in college, and you say diapers and wipes and formula, and I'm like, what does she really mean? So can you give kind of specific examples of what are the most popular sizes or what are the most popular items?
Yes, great question. And Carol's just been so wonderfully helpful with this, by the way, and she's actually helping to organize this whole event. So I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're
this
welcome.
Constant, just wonderful support. But for the diapers, we do take all sizes, but the most needed items are sizes are size 3, 4. Those are really the most needed. And pull-ups, size 3, 2 to 4. And it's like usually 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, those are the most needed items. 3, 4. Most
3,
needed.
4. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And for formula, we usually, most people request milk-based powder.
Okay.
And then wipes, most people want unscented.
Mm-hmm.
And for food, really, you can get kind of anything you want, but a lot of people actually request Pedialyte.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously jars of food are great too, but if you want to just do something a little different, Pedialyte is...
Yeah.
Good well, to know.
Thank you for going through. I always prefer my wipes to be scented, though. So anyway, that's...
no image there. I'm sorry. I just got to move on,
Todd. I guess
it's
just personal.
Just move on.
I guess it's just personal preference. Now, but if you... So obviously, that's really helpful if you're going to hand deliver or personally deliver these materials to Homemade Atlanta. But I trust that if you go on to Amazon, is there a specific place you go within Amazon and Target, or do you just... So how does that process actually work? Because that's I imagine that's how a lot of people are going to do this. It's simple and easy.
It is simple. And especially with the Amazon Prime now, with free delivery.
Yep.
And of course, if you don't have Prime, it's not going to probably be free delivery. But if you
it will be expensive.
Maybe not too much unless it's really heavy, obviously. But you go to the baby registries on either Amazon.com or Target.com. And then you'll type in first name Homemade and last name Atlanta. And on our website, I believe I have links that go directly to our registry, but if you're going on your own.
Okay. So on both those portals, you go to the baby registry and type in Homemade Atlanta and you will get, and so you won't even have to worry about the product. I mean, it'll be, I imagine, a pull down list of what you guys
you
principally
scroll,
need.
You'll see it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's simple enough.
Yeah. It's nice.
So what if you want to get involved in other ways? Maybe you've made your donation, but you want to help and be more hands-on. What opportunities are there for volunteers?
Okay, thank you for asking that. We have a couple of opportunities for volunteers. So on Wednesday, May 9th, we're going to need a couple of people, not too many, but between 3 and 6 to man the warehouse where we will be receiving the items. And so this year, for the first time, we're not doing it at our office because we moved locations and the new location is just not a good fit for this event, unfortunately. But the warehouse that we're going to use is being offered to us, and we're being allowed to use it through Meridian Brick and Masonry.
Shout out for Meridian.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Meridian. We're so lucky. And so that day we'll be in their warehouse receiving from 9 to 4:30. So we just need people to man it and take pictures of people who bring everything in. And then the next day, Thursday, May 10th, we'll sort all of those items. So we'll be there from about 10 to 3 doing that, just going through, making sure that they're in the right item piles for all of our service providers. And then on Friday, May 11th, we really only need a couple of people, but to help us get the trucks loaded in the morning. And that would be, so that would be a short volunteer experience. So maybe from 9 a.m. to about 11 a.m. on Friday.
Where do these trucks come from?
Oh, from UPS. So UPS is helping us, supporting this drive for the 12th year in a row.
Wow.
With 2 trucks, 4 drivers that all volunteer. And actually, the drivers are not real drivers. I mean, they're real drivers, but they're corporate people who are volunteering their time.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Well, I was going to volunteer to drive one of those cool trucks.
I know, right? And they won't let us ride in them, unfortunately. We have to drive ahead of them.
I'm sure that's liability issue.
And there's really no room anyway.
Right.
But,
good. No room in the inn.
Yeah, so they're just so wonderful to do that for us.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love episodes where we can do all kinds of cool shout outs to everyone that's involved in helping. All right. So we've talked about how you can donate through online portals, but I just want to reiterate the personal delivery. So it's May 9th is the day.
The day that everything has to be to us.
Oh, it can come before then.
It can come before then.
Okay.
It will have to come to, well, actually, I'll bet you if I talk to Meridian Brick, which I hadn't thought about that ahead of time, they'll probably receive it at their showroom there.
Especially if you buy some brick when you drop it off.
Well, that would help. No doubt about it.
Brick or stone, and they have all sorts
of
products.
But let's just be clear. The day that most people are going to deliver stuff will be May 9th.
Correct.
Okay. And so if you're coordinate a little collection in your neighborhood and you want to bring it, or if you're an organization that gets it from the employees and you bring it, then so May 9th is the day. So
correct.
I'm sure we're clear
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you for being so clear about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about out of time, but gosh, I do want to give you one last chance. This isn't the only thing you do. Any other events over the course of the year that we should be aware of and beginning to think about?
Well, I did, of course, mention our buildings, but, you know, we really, there's the only thing that the public could get involved with that is coming to a groundbreaking or a dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And we do invite people who are on our mailing list. So please, if you're not already on our mailing list or email list or mailing list, contact me and I'll get you added to that. And we send out an e-newsletter every other month, so you'll get that. We don't inundate you. And also we do another drive for, if we call it Care Kits.
Mm.
So actually it's not a drive. Bank of America usually supports it and we buy all brand new items. So we do water, granola bars, toothbrushes, toothpaste and combs and things. We put them all into one kit. And then we give those out to different groups who are helping people who are chronically homeless, or we give them out just amongst the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association board or HomeAids board and friends, and whoever wants to take them can keep them in their car. As a matter of fact, yesterday I met a woman out at a site I'm looking at for a care day, and she's helped us out before. She said, I gave out 2 care kits on my way over here. So that's, people are finding that to be helpful, we think.
Great stuff. Is there a way that people out there in the world, individuals, organizations that just can financially support the broader mission of HomeAid Atlanta?
Yes, absolutely.
How do they do that?
Please. Just go to our website, homemadeatlanta.org, and click the donate button. And then a regular page will come up. And there's a comments area. So actually, I meant to say this. If you do donate for the essentials, where it says comments, just write essentials.
It. Got it.
That way I make sure that money goes to the essentials instead of it's somebody just made a donation. Usually right around that time we know what it is, right?
Yeah.
But just to be certain. But yeah, and then for any large groups who want to make donations of $1,000 up to $20,000, we do have corporate sponsor benefit levels. We actually call it annual giving levels. So we can give you more information about that too.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Jean, before I let you go, one last time, Where can people go to get information on all this great stuff, including the Essentials Drive?
Okay, go to our website, www.homeaidatlanta.org. And to find the information about the Essentials, click on the Events and News button, and then you'll see the Essentials information. You click on, you'll be in the Essentials page. And on all of the pages, the Donate button is there. But on the Essentials page, it has all the information we've just talked about and a little bit more. And you can click for donations through there, or you can learn the list of everybody that's receiving the items and the organizations that are supporting the drive.
Outstanding. Jean Hilliard, Director of Community Engagement with HomeAid Atlanta. As always, Jean, great to have you, and thanks for your important work.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Jean Hilliard, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.